The theme of New York as a progressive leader which has lost its standing was a common theme by politicians in attendance. Mayoral candidate Bill de Blasio said President Obama had a more progressive message in his State of the Union address than what we're seeing here in New York City.
You go up and down the line and you see a reality in the city that isn't even close to the ideals we hold. I talk about A Tale of Two Cities because it's so stark. It's so stark that in a place that actually used to lead the progressive movement in so many ways, we're where ideas like minimum hours and minimum wage, no child labor, this is where this all came from. And now, not only is it stalled in so many ways in our city, we seem to be going in the wrong direction.
Mayoral candidate Bill Thompson says the American dream is about making your life better.
By working hard and then being able to take care of your family. Well, for so many New Yorkers, the American dream isn't working. Working hard and working as hard as you can isn't paying off for them. They're being underemployed. They're being underpaid. They're being taken advantage of. They're being ignored. They're becoming a permanent underclass in the city of New York. We talk about a great recession and how we've bounced back. Well, for all too many New Yorkers, there is no bouncing back.
Speaking to a gathering of workers, the candidates agree that 2013 is an important year to raise standards for workers. Workers like Al Tariq Hall. He's a 23-year-old from the Bronx who works at McDonald's and can't make ends meet.
It's difficult. Like, sometimes you just want to lay down and cry because you don't. What's the point? I'm going to work and putting all myself in my job to have to be miserable when I get off work, be miserable when I come home, be miserable and don't want to wake up and go to work the next day because it's like, for what? You get disrespected, treated very, very poorly, paid poorly, and it's just like, it's enough is enough. You don't even want to participate and do it anymore. But, you know, we need more people to stand up and fight for getting out of these poverty wages and low class living so we can better ourselves, better our children, better our future, and just better each other.
Another worker who shared his story at the symposium is Juan Carlos. In Spanish, he told the audience of how he's been working at a car wash for the last 7 years. He makes $6 an hour, and his employer puts him down, tells him he doesn't do a good job. He's made to use chemicals which make his skin itch. Brooklyn Council member Dr. Matthew Eugene says the stories of Al Tariq Hall and Juan Carlos are the stories of many people living in New York City.
If you keep on going, keep on fighting, we will make the city of New York a better city, the city it should be. And we will help everyone in New York achieve the American dream. And I'm going to conclude to say to Juan Carlos, like him also, I'm an immigrant. And most of us here, we are immigrants. We are here to make America better, but we deserve also our American dream.
It's an exciting time in New York City for low-wage workers, says Dorian Warren, professor of international and public affairs at Columbia University.
Workers are challenging the conditions of low-wage work, of wage theft, of a range of violations that employers routinely and normally engage in. So that's number one. And number two, there are policy fixes, there are policy solutions that people have thought about and worked hard around in other places that New York City could adopt and absolutely transform inequality in the city overnight if we were to adopt these policies.
A report was released at the symposium. It's called New Yorkers Rising, Organizing Service Jobs for Shared Prosperity in New York City. It profiles workers' campaigns and highlights key policy solutions. Among them, for the city to pass the Earned Sick Leave Act, legislation which would guarantee at least 5 days of paid sick leave for workers, and the Predictable Scheduling Act to protect workers from erratic and unpredictable scheduling, which keeps them in poverty. Another solution would be for New York City to regulate high violation industries where wages are low and labor abuses are rampant. A third suggestion, which participants at the Workers Rising Symposium are in favor of, is to establish a mayor's office of labor standards to educate employers and to investigate complaints by workers, as well as to bring enforcement actions in egregious cases. The fourth action New York City government could take to improve life for low-wage workers is to pass a resolution urging the state to modify the city's home rule authority so the city can set a minimum wage that is higher than the state minimum, reflecting the high cost of living here. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.